All right, there we go. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Chris Esselton, and I've built the IO 540 retractable gear cozy. And just to give you some history to start off with, first of all, I'd like to introduce my wife, Kathleen Esselton. She has been my great support, wife, co-partner, co-pilot for many, many years. We've been married for 20 years, and I've been flying that whole time. She's been with me through three different projects right now. Start with, I'm a private pilot, instrument rated. Fly a lot for business and for pleasure. Started off way back when my dad gave me the interest. He built an RS-15 sailplane when I was about 13 years old. In my early 20s, I built a quickie, a single-seat quickie, 20 horsepower, O&N industrial. Can you hear me now? Okay, there we go. And I flew that for just about 400 hours, and that gave me the basically the mannerisms of a canard, stall-proof, spin-proof, the great characteristics that we have come to enjoy in the long easies and cozies. My profession is a pattern maker and tool and die maker. I like to build. That's why I've gone through three different airplanes right now. As I say, first started off with a quickie, then I went to a cozy three, and flew that for about 13 years, 1,300 hours. And then about 7 years ago, I decided I wanted to build another project, so I started with the Cozy Mark IV design. And wanted to go faster, wanted to go higher, wanted more performance, get up and over the weather, basically get there a little bit quicker. So let's start with a Cozy Mark IV, because I like the mannerisms once again, stall-proof, spin-proof, the great things that go into a Cozy. Let's see. The design evolution that I was looking at was, first of all, if I go with a bigger engine, I wanted a certified aircraft engine. So I decided, well, let's go with a Lycoming, 260 horse. I looked at the IO 540 being the best candidate for that. That was a narrow deck, a parallel valve, weighed approximately 110 pounds more than what was originally recommended with the 360 engine. By putting an extra the weight on the back of the fuselage, an extra 110 pounds, next thing I had to do was to stretch the fuselage out so I could sit that much farther forward. That was my weight and balance. I also looked at what they were doing with the Berkut 540, also the Velocity XL. They were using the same things. I took my weight and balance information that I had from my Cozy 3 place, started adding weight to that, to the rear end, what I need to do to the front end, and that's how I came up with the 12 inches. It was proven on a Velocity. It was also proven on a Berkut, so I figured that was a good thing to do, and I kind of came up with the same same figures, same information. Next thing that I looked at was, well, if I've got a bigger engine, what do I do with my fuel? Now I've got this big beastie engine in there. I've got to carry more fuel capacity. So instead of using regular strakes, I used long, easy strakes, and by doing so, I was able to make the front jink, or the long, easy part, that comes out to where my elbow would be. So I had a way to pass through or put reach through the side like you can on a regular conventional cozy. I took the fuel all the way out to the very end of the strakes and also got rid of the foam filler block on the back side. I'm going to start our presentation here. There we go. And that gave me plenty of fuel on both sides, but then I had the gear well legs, or the gear wells, and also the gear well legs that took fuel away from that. So I ended up putting a sump tank in the fuselage, which altogether gave me a capacity of 75 gallons. The fuel center tank in the sump has a low level in there, so I can tell when I'm getting low on fuel. Actually, down to 8 gallons per hour is when that triggers. Let's see. I'm going to start this as a, here we go. I'm going to start paging through these here. There we go. And I'll talk as, and kind of go through these as we're going through. The next thing that I looked at, now I've got this big beastie engine in there. I've got the fuel capacity, but I knew that by going faster, my coefficiency of drag was going to be increasing. So what's the next thing to do? I decided, well, let's go ahead and see about retracting this gear. Well, I looked at the options for the retractable gear out there, and I settled on what was available at that time, being somewhat proven in a long easy and also in a lot of velocities, and that's the same that was available by Steve Drybread. This gear is well proven on a number of velocities. I wasn't aware of any failures. I still am not aware of any failures with that gear. It's hydraulically activated. It has a over-center device. It's redundant. It has a bypass valve to lower the gear if the electrical system goes out. If the gear is all the way out and the electrical is out, I hit the bypass valve, and that drops down. If it's up a couple inches and the electrical system fails, it still comes down and locks. Next thing that I looked at was, well, now I'm going faster. Now I'm going to have higher G loads with the increased speed. So I decided, well, let's go ahead and take the and use the use of carbon fiber like they did on the Berkut 540. The spar caps, there were additional shear webs on the spar that I used on the fuselage, and I also used carbon spar caps for that. The wings also have carbon spar caps and carbon wing skins. The winglets themselves are still e-glass because I have my navigation or my communication antennas in there. After I got all these ideas together, I came to Oshkosh one year, and after one of Bert Rutan's forums, I went and I talked to Bert, told him all of my ideas, bigger engine, stretching the fuselage, retractable gear, using carbon and whatnot, and he thought all my ideas were sound, and that kind of gave me the go-ahead to go ahead with this this next project. What we're looking at through the slides here is basically the construction of the fuel tank. You can see the gear lug wells and the wheel well in there. Fairly straightforward, but if you haven't done it, there was a lot of head scratching. I used the pre-molded strakes. A couple things I'd like to show here, and this applies also to the Cozy Mark IV, the Cozy III, and that is these are my vent tanks, or my vent lines, and I have two vent lines, one that leads to the front of the tank and another one that leads to the back by the wheel well. What this does is allows it to be full-fueled on a hot day, and it doesn't start siphoning out of the tank. We had our Cozy III, and for years and years, we'd fly around. I couldn't fill up with any fuel until we were ready to go. We went to Wyoming one time, and we basically siphoned about 3 or 4 gallons out of our tank before we figured out how to stop it. Moving along here, here's the fuel tanks once again. And what I did is in front and behind the gear leg, I put two separate sumps. That's going to trap fuel there. That means in level flight, attitude up, attitude down, you're always going to be able to drain the fuel. I have fuel lines going from each of those to small sumps on the side of the fuselage, and then those go down into my main fuel tanks. So I actually have two fuel lines, which is once again redundant. If one would clog up, I have the other one to feed the main fuel tank in the fuselage.